Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to my last guest, William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. He is their government affairs director, as well as all of our fine guests today, including Congressional Representative Mark Pocan and Tom Javits, the Senior Fellow on Immigration Policy for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And after all of that hard work this afternoon, getting smarter together like we do every day here, how about we talk a little sports? Y'all know I love some sports, love the Brew Crew, love the Pack, big Badgers fan. And there is a little bit of news concerning probably one of my least favorite professional athletes. And here to tell us all about it is sportscaster extraordinaire and sports journalist Mike Clemens. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Mike. Tell us what's going on with A-Raj.
Yeah, well, you know, the networks are breaking that Aaron Rodgers has now agreed to come in and sign. He's going to sign tomorrow with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that they've got their mandatory mini camp next week, so it's assumed that he'll be reporting for that. And
let me just ask you that much. Aaron Rodgers has never really abided by the mandatory, I'm air quoting here for all of you not watching on YouTube, mandatory mini camps. He's sort of, different rules for Aaron. You think he'll actually show?
I do, because it was a year ago at this time where Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, best friend of Matt LaFleur, announced when they went to their Jets mandatory mini camp and Aaron was coming back from the torn Achilles, where's your quarterback? And he said, well, he's not here. Okay, well, then that means, you know, according to the rules, you got to fine him. Yeah, he'll be fined. And then it was a big secret, like everything seems to be with Aaron these days, that he was in Egypt, probably shooting scenes that ended up in his three-part documentary on Netflix called Enigma, you know, about his life and lifestyles and whatnot. And people at the time then a year ago were saying, relax, Clemens, it's just mandatory minicamp. I said, oh, really? Okay, let's see how this plays out. Well, let's see. Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, gets relieved of his duties. Yes. Robert Saleh gets fired in season. The general manager of the team gets fired.
Gone.
The interim coaches, they clean house, and the new regime comes in from the Jets and tells Aaron in January, you know what? We're done. You're out the door. See ya. Even though they're taking a huge salary cap hit, and, you know, he wore out his welcome in just 2 years.
Aaron Rodgers, the Donald Trump of football? I mean, it seems like there's some sort of like weird loyalty pledge. He's had this sort of knock-on impacts in other clubs that he belongs to. What do you think his reception is going to be in Pittsburgh, Mike?
Oh, I think they're welcome to it because you know what? Mike Tomlin, who's been there as long... Mike got hired, I believe, about a week after Mike McCarthy was hired by the Packers.
Yes.
And just by like a few months ended up being the current, you know, youngest NFL head coach, you know, in the league at that time, back in 06. But the Steelers have still been looking for a real starting quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired a couple of years ago, and they hung on to him, Big Ben, a little too long. So, they just had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in their camp last year and started between those two. Justin's now with the Jets. And just in talking about, well, as I was watching Malik Willis, I was watching Packers practice the other day, and there's Jordan Love moving the team down the field. He threw one ball, it might have been 60 yards in the air, and hit Jaden Reed. Then he hits Romeo Doubs for a two-pointer back in the corner of the end zone, and everybody's celebrating. You know, Love looks really sharp. Then Malik Willis, the guy who won a couple of games for them last year when Jordan Love had the knee injury, he's moving the ball quite nice, making these mid-range passes about 25, 30 yards. And I turned to one of the Packers people. I said, okay, who do the Steelers have on their depth chart right now at quarterback? Because Malik Willis is better than anybody's in Pittsburgh. You know, meaning like this Mason Rudolph or, you know, the rookie Will Howard out of Ohio State that they took like in the sixth round. And this was the whole plan. Obviously, they've been waiting. So we now know a little more that the fact is that Aaron Rodgers has, we knew, you know, here in Green Bay, that he's always admired Mike Tomlin as a head coach and how he runs his operation. And LaFleur even referenced that a couple weeks ago in an interview. But, you know, Aaron tried to say on the McAfee show, look, you know, I've got a new person in my life. I've got some folks that are battling cancer in my life right now. I want to answer to family first. Okay, fine. But the fact of the matter is He did this in Green Bay in his last season. I mean, 1 year, remember he held out on Brian Gutekunst all year and pointed toward him coming out of the COVID thing? And then in his very last season, they drafted, you know, a bunch of these rookie, very talented receivers. We're like 2 weeks into training camp, and Rodgers is like, hey, these guys got to, you know, they got to catch up. We got a game coming up in 2 weeks to start the season, and we got to be on the same page. And I said, Aaron, we know, you know, when Brett used to come in here, it would take him 2.5 weeks or so to get going. And he smiled like, you know, it took Brett a while to get in shape to get it going. I said, you come in here day one, you're ready to go. And he smiled again because that's a fact too. I said, but don't you think that these rookies that you're complaining about right now might be a little bit further if you'd been here for just a couple of those OTAs or mini camp practices?
Well, that's,
and some of the other...
Some of the other media
guys looked at me like, you know, you just slit your throat, dude. This guy's going to drop you like a hot potato.
And,
but
well,
I've been with him the whole time. He says, that's when he came up with this BS answer where he said, listen, what those guys, those young guys are learning in the OTAs and the mini camps in the spring, that's the 100 level classes. When I get here and what we do on
the
field, the
300.
That's exactly what he said. That's what. And it's like, guess what? He ended up having a losing season, and he's with the Jets, and that's the rest. And it got his coach fired.
And got a whole, again, is Aaron Rodgers the Donald Trump of football? Like, if you're around him long enough, you'll lose your bar license, you'll get fired and disgraced. Mike, let me ask you this. In my opinion, when I look at Aaron Rodgers' career, he's going to be haunted by the fact that he only got one ring. The only coach that I think was really able to sort of harness the power of Aaron Rodgers and have a productive relationship was Mike McCarthy. What are the odds that Mike Tomlin is that guy in what might be, likely, probably is Aaron Rodgers' last season? Or has Aaron Rodgers' ego got so far out of hand that those kinds of tensions are always going to be there?
Yeah, I don't know so much about it's Aaron's ego. It's just he makes everything so darn complicated.
Hard,
you know, like in his last couple of seasons in Green Bay, for example, we talked about he's got as many as 30 hand signals. And there was a play where he even brought in a veteran receiver for him, Sammy Watkins, who missed one of those hand signals at the goal line, and he ran the route of the play that was called in the huddle.
In the huddle.
And Rodgers ran the one of the hand sign he called the line because Sammy didn't look up, you know, and crick his neck up, you know, and see over the line that he's waving some hand signal. And the ball ended up flying, you know, empty into the corner, and they, you know, lost the game to the Lions, like 15-9. I mean, that's the problem, is the guy starts making it so complicated. Now, you know, he's already done workouts with DK Metcalf, the big wide receiver that they brought in from the Seattle Seahawks in a trade. He's been in contact with the Steelers to the point where it's not only Mike Tomlin, the offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith. That's a guy who Matt LaFleur worked with the Titans, so the language should be similar. And then there's a Tom Arth, who actually had worked in the Packers quarterback room back in 06 and 07 when McCarthy was the coach. So there's some familiarity with the current quarterback coach with the Steelers too. It's just that, you know, can Aaron just get back to maybe running the play that the offensive coordinator calls and that the rest of the team is on the play was on the same page, as opposed to making it so complicated.
Yeah, isn't it? Maybe we're actually saying the same thing, and I'm just being a little cheeky about it. When I say his ego is out of control, it requires a massive, in my opinion, out-of-control ego to overcomplicate the hell out of it, come out of huddles and say, I know better, I'm going to throw a hand, right? Like, there's an element of I know better in almost everything Aaron Rodgers does. And that's, you know, in a locker room, in a huddle, that plus does he actually accept accountability when things don't go right? Because I don't care if you're in a boardroom or a locker room, the guy or gal I want to follow is typically a highly accountable person that will actually try to check their ego and will want to know, hey, what do the other experts have to say here? I mean, ultimately, you get on a field, clock's running, he's got to make the calls. But isn't the overcomplicatedness a bit of an expression of ego at base, Mike?
I went to Chico for 3 or 4 days and talked to his high school coach, his junior mm-hmm. college coach at Butte. It's been this way all along, Maggie. I mean, you know, he had
so
three friends.
He's always been an egomaniac, is what you're talking about.
No, he's the kid that sat in the front row and, you know, shot the hand up to answer all the questions. And he's always been the kid who kind of stood there in the locker room or at the, you know, the school dance and sort of surveyed the room first before he made his moves. I will tell you this, though. I sat down with Marquez Valdez-Scantling, former Packers receiver, at the mm-hmm. Super Bowl, and I said, what do you think about, you know, your former quarterback in a darkness, you know, retreat for 3 or 4 days? And he goes, listen. He says, I got cut in football as a freshman in high school. I managed to get into college. I managed to get picked later by the Packers. That guy made my career, and I'll do whatever he tells me. Aaron Rodgers, guess what? He makes money for the players around him and for the coaches around him because he's so damn talented, and that's why he's got a lot of friends in the league. It's just you got to understand that Aaron, though, if you get him off to the side at a barbecue, he's going to start telling you how the pyramids were probably built by aliens who are still among us and now living in the ocean, and you just nod and play along.
I love it. One of my colleagues here at Civic Media, Micah Clemens, you can find his fine work across our network, popping into shows, writing articles, setting me straight about Aaron Rodgers. Listen, as a fellow Smarty Pants kid, I will say this, like, I can respect that about Mr. Rodgers, certainly. And I certainly always like to see a guy that is raising other people up. Especially in the league. And that definitely, you put money in people's pocket, it'll breed some loyalty, that's for damn sure. Mike, who are you liking in this next season? I know it's super early. We're not even in mini camps, but you know this stuff like the back of your hand. Which teams you think are going to be looking real strong right out of the gate?
You often look for like the Cinderella team, like a team like the Commanders, and see if they can go to the next
season.
Level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because it's very hard to repeat. Very hard to repeat. Eagles are still a very tough team. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting just in the division because, you know, you had the Lions and the Vikings with the multiple wins and the Packers right behind them. The Packers, even though they got 11 wins and into the playoffs, they were 1-5 in the NFC North, you know, and they won that one game against the Bears by a fingertip and blocking a kick. So right now the Packers, rightfully so, are saying, we got to figure out how to beat those teams in our division first. So that's the challenge facing Green Bay right now.
Yeah, we've had a very competitive division. It's been fun to watch the games. I would prefer a few less winning by the blocked field goal. I like a little cushion when we're heading into the two-minute drill in the fourth quarter. Listen, Mike, thank you so much. I can't wait to talk more sports with you as the summer goes on. You're always welcome on this fine program. Folks, I've got my final thoughts coming up next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.